Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So grateful for you on the 28th day of October. I hope you're enjoying, if you're in the Northern Hemisphere, you're enjoying your fall and your lattes and all of the things that involve pumpkins and whatnot. And I hope that today's scripture and prayer is an encouragement to you. I know this is a rough life. I know that many of us struggle, and I know that sometimes it's hard for us to see the intersection of Jesus and our day and our worries and our concerns. And so my prayer today is that you will feel loved by him. We have jumped over to John chapter 12 in the NRSV verses 1 through 11. And this is what it says. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, the home of Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. There they gave a dinner for him. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those at the table with him. Mary took a pound of costly perfume made of pure nard, anointed Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, the one who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. He kept the common purse and used to steal what was put into it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She bought it so that she might keep it for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." When the great crowd of the Jews learned that he was there, they came not only because of Jesus, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. So the chief priests planned to put Lazarus to death as well, since it was on account of him that many of the Jews were deserting and were believing in Jesus. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for this costly sacrifice that Mary poured upon your feet. It's a beautiful illustration of worship. And as I was having lunch with a friend this week, she reminded me of the importance of changing our perspective by worshiping you. And Lord, I confess that there are many times where I will allow the stresses and worries of this life more space in my mind than I allow for my heart to worship you. And so, Lord, for this week, I pray you would help us to reorient our minds and our hearts and our thoughts toward you, to worship you, to revere you, to see you as large, omnipotent, omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing God who is seated in the heavens. Help us to see you as lofty. Help us to say, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." Help us to remember who you are. And in light of that, then we kind of understand who we are. We are children of the Most High God. We have been chosen. We have been sacrificed for. We have been welcomed into a new family. And for those who have difficult families, this is such good news. I know for me, the body of Christ has become such a family to me, and it's been such a blessing. So Lord, thank you that you set us into this new family. I know that this family can be problematic at times, and I know that other Christians can hurt us, but yet Lord, you have created a new family, and so we help us to navigate that well. Lord, help us to understand what it means to truly sacrifice for you, because not to impress you, not to try to work our way to heaven, but just out of great gratitude for what you have done, to lay down our lives. You have shown us through many discourses in the Gospels that you did not come to be served, but to serve and to give your life as a ransom for many. You washed the feet of the one who would betray you. And so you gave us so many great examples of what it meant to pour yourself out for humanity. And our response should be such great joy. Would you restore unto us the joy of our salvation? I need more joy, Jesus. I need more joy, hope, peace, patience, all those fruits of the Spirit. I need them because the world tries to steal them. And anytime I'm rubbing shoulders in the world, it's almost as like it pulls away all those things off of me. And I have to kind of reorient my heart like Mary did, just to sit at your feet and anoint you and praise you. Lord, remind us to worship you this week, even when things are hard. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to leave a review with some stars, that would be awesome. It will help more people come to the podcast. And so thank you so much for doing that in advance. And I hope you have an amazing day.